So I'm talking to Casper Thomas, who's doing a show called Magic and Mentalism at Brighton Fringe. And Casper, for people that have never been to a show called Magic and Mentalism, a lot of people probably have got expectations of what magic will be, but if they've never heard of mentalism, what would be your kind of description of it?
Well, mentalism is appears at least to be like a mind reading, so sort of the pseudo mind reading, a bit like the kind of thing you'd see when you go to a Darren Brown show. And yeah, it takes up a small part of the show. It's probably about a quarter to a half of the show, surrounded by more traditional magic with cards and ropes and newspapers and that sort of thing.
Are all mentalists skeptics?
I would guess that they probably are. I can't say, but I guess I'm a skeptic. So I'd say that. I'd say in general, generally speaking, because they get to see the tricks of the trade. They get to see how it is that you can make things that are impossible seem possible.
So when did you first get fascinated with all of that?
Well, I've been interested in magic in general since I was a kid. I mean, I found a cassette tape of the day from 1986 when I was 7 years old, doing magic with a friend of mine. Magic doesn't work that well on tape, I discover, but... mentalism, making mental or mind tricks possible, is all part of magic, in my opinion anyway. And, so I've been interested in it since I was a kid.
Really. So would you be spending all of your pocket money down at, what was it, there are various ones in London, like Allen and various ones, and were too young for that one, because my brother was a member of the Junior Magic Circle, and he used to just clean out the family silver, to try and buy the latest tricks.
Yeah, well, I didn't have any money when I was a kid. I mean, I grew up in Manchester, and the problem with Manchester was that there weren't any magic shops, there weren't any magic societies, to the best of my knowledge, certainly not for kids. So I used to get my tricks from a little stall in the Arndale Centre around the back of the fish market. And I got a couple of tricks there, which I had to save up for, one of which was an amazing trick, which they still sell, where a bunch of coins appear to penetrate through some metal bottle tops. And, it's a fantastic, fantastic trick.
So how do you make your show?
How do you make a show?
Yeah, how do you get that together? What decision processes are, well, we're going to do that one and not that one, and the whole balance of it?
Well, you've got to get a show is about structure. You've got to get the structure right first, and then you fill in the gaps, as it were. So I try and start with an impressive visual trick that's going to grab people's attention, and then at the end try and finish with something that involves the whole audience. And it's like, I suppose you kind of structure it a bit like a roller coaster. Try and include as much variety as possible. And then the question is, which tricks do you fit in within those categories? Well, it tends to be tricks that I like, generally. And usually if it's something I like, that translates to the audience liking it as well.
And so how do you discover new tricks?
Well, I'm learning new tricks all the time. I spend a lot of my time learning new things. And often things that I'm learning don't work that well with an audience or with a spectator. But, one in 10 tricks is great, is a real killer. And so that may go in the show, or it may go in some repertoire that I have, be it a stage show or be it a close-up performance of some kind.
Yeah, there are people that claim to make the White House disappear, and then there's close-up card magic. I mean, do you like it all?
I like close-up magic. That's my main interest, and mainly tricks with small everyday props like a pack of cards, like coins, a glass, dice, things like that. That's my thing. But it's difficult to build a show that entertains a lot of people with those small props. So I've tried to translate close-up magic to the stage. Hence, trying to entertain a large group of people with tricks, with cards, with rope, newspapers, things like that.
As a performer, when you're doing that, are you quite nervous, or are you kind of enjoying it as much as the audience?
I love it. I absolutely love it. The first 30 seconds, I guess I'm nervous. Just before I go on, I'm a bit nervous. But once I'm in my stride, I love it. Absolutely love it.
And what about that moment where you're just looking at people going, how the hell did he do that?
From my point of view, how does it feel to see people... it's a good feeling. It's a good feeling. I can't speak for the magician, when I started out magic, I was always convinced that people did know how it was done, or that people were just being polite and saying, you know. So there's always a part of me which thinks, I wonder whether I really have actually fooled this audience. So I'm always conscious of that. The main thing for me is I want to hear that when people have seen my show, that they come out and they've had fun, they've been entertained. That's the number one goal.
But also, I mean, I guess in a world where you can Google everything, look everything up, a world of, you know, rational science, it still somehow feels good for us not to know how everything is done.
Yeah. I hope so. I want people to be able to come and see my show, at least, and come away thinking, wow, that was really great fun. Maybe they're puzzled by some of the tricks. Maybe they see a trick and they just think, I've no idea how that's done, but I just really enjoyed watching it.
What's kind of unique about you? What's your flavour?
My flavour is... I like to think that I do... Well, there's a few things. One, I tend to do fairly traditional magic. It tends to be fairly straight. There is some comedy in there, but it tends to be fairly straight. I'm trying my hardest to present great tricks to people without putting my personality in front of them. My aim is to show great magic to people, and that's it.
Well, that leads me on to my kind of last question, which is really an invitation. And from this interview, I don't think I've got any worries about you doing hype. And I quite often ask people not to do hype on this bit, but I'm just inviting you to invite people to come and see it.
Well, I invite people to come and see the show. If they enjoy magic, I hope very much that they will enjoy my show. If they enjoy traditional magic, presented in a fairly straight manner, with some comedy, some very puzzling tricks, some of which you will never have seen before, then, you know, please come and see my show.
So that's Casper Thomas, Magic and Mentalism at the Brighton Fringe. Thank you very much indeed.
Thank you.